B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Again, one of the things that these players are going through, right now, they are in phase three, which is an individual workout. And team flights begin tomorrow to get down to Orlando, which is phase 4A. And so let's welcome on the program right now, 76er starting guard Josh Richardson joins us. Josh, how you doing today?
I'm good.
Awesome. Now let me start from the beginning here, because I want to first of all address this. There are a lot of players, obviously, over the last several weeks have expressed their concerns about going down there. Where are you right now personally?
Like, where am I mentally?
Where are you mentally as far as undergoing this monumental task that you guys are trying to pull off?
I'd say I'm probably in the middle of the road on it, just because, I don't know, it's pretty scary going down there, and then with everything that's going on right now, whether it's in a social climate or with the COVID stuff going on. So I guess we just kind of have to navigate it as we go, because I feel like everybody's kind of excited, but still worried about it.
Yeah, I can see the worry. And obviously, the social issues that Kyrie brought up, and you're thinking about all that. But, you know, where I'm going is to be really successful, you kind of have to be committed to this whole thing. And I'm just wondering what kind of ball we're going to see. Do you look at it that way as well?
No.
Okay.
I feel like if guys go down there, I mean, once we get inside that 94, like, everybody's going to be fully committed. But it's once the games aren't going and you know what I'm saying, everything that comes outside of that.
All right. First of all, you guys have been in phase three with the individual workouts. Tomorrow, the team flights. Are you headed down there tomorrow?
The 9th.
Oh, okay. You're headed down the 9th. And, of course, you have to be, you know, when you get down there, you have to be isolated and have two negative COVID tests at least 24 hours apart. What have the individual workouts been like for you?
Solid, you know, high intensity. And, you know, if I'm a guy, if I'm working out, I'm going to be working out hard as I can. So I've been getting ready.
Now, what were you doing during the whole idle time? Because that's a major question for a lot of players, and you know better than anybody that basketball shape is different than staying kind of cardio, whatever you were doing, biking, whatever, running. So how has that been a smooth transition from that part to individual workouts? And do you feel you're in basketball shape?
You know, it's impossible to simulate game shape and being in, you know, the best shape for a game, but I feel like for where we at now, I'm in pretty good shape. And like the whole downtime, I turned my garage into a gym. You know, I got a stationary bike down there, and I was working. So I think I'll be ready.
Okay. Now, you know, that adrenaline when you play on the basketball floor is a different kind of basketball shape that a lot of people don't understand, because it kind of like saps your energy as you're trying to get in basketball shape because you're so excited and that kind of thing takes over. So, you know, the big thing with the Sixers, and there are a lot of people talking about the Sixers as a team that can actually do something here in the playoffs when this resumes. Tell me why you think that is.
Just from the way we're built, I think. You know, we're a tall team, so when the game slows down, I think that we'll be able to find buckets. We can get shots over people because, you know, a lot of the shots that come in the playoffs aren't wide open. You know, you're going to have guys that can make shots and get to tough spots. And then I think we have good defenders, which means once the game slows down, those transition buckets aren't coming as easy. So you really, really trying to scrape and find a spot. And I feel like we have 5 to 8 or 9 guys who are tough to get shots over. So, I mean, I'm optimistic.
Obviously, you've seen Joel Embiid. What's he look like?
It looks great.
He does. Because everybody's worried what kind of shape he's going to come back in with. He looks great.
Yeah, I mean, he's slimmer than he was when we was playing. I'll tell you that.
That's good news. That's yeah. great to hear. All right. The other thing is, now, I don't know what Brett Brown has planned and what he's been working on for the last 4 months, but a lot of people say, well, you have to change it up a little bit. One of the changes that's been suggested is that maybe you go with Shake as the one, you're the two, Ben is there, used in many different capacities, and it's a smaller lineup with Tobias, and then coming off the bench is Al Horford. Have you guys anticipated that kind of plan as you go down there?
We haven't even talked about rotations, my friend. So I don't know.
All right, but you've probably heard like these kind of things and how the lineup is going to change or what he's going to settle in. You have any theories on it?
I do not, my friend. I do not. I'm gonna let you stick. Take the theories.
Okay. Well, it works either way for me as long as he's got a plan. We're talking with Josh Richardson. Now, Josh, here's the thing about these games, and I don't even know if you can answer if you have a feel for it, because a lot of NBA basketball rides on emotion, rides on energy. It's like why you guys are so great at home. And so now, while the road warriors are taken away, the home crowd's taken away, have you perceived what it's going to be like to play in that environment with no crowd?
I mean, I just think it'll be like a AAU tournament when you're younger. I mean, except with a few less people because those aren't usually packed when you're playing. So it's equal to that. There'll probably be some other players watching the games, which is really like an AAU tournament. So that's what I've been calling it.
So it's going to be pure ball. And you guys get on the floor. And, you know, when you guys play pickup games, it's to stay. You're trying to win. You're trying to play your hardest, all that kind of thing. So the fan is going to see that kind of ball.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I like it. It sounds good. All right. So what are you going to do for the next couple of days before you get down there?
Eat as much food as I can because I'm going to be eating the same food for a few months. Play with my dog while I still can. That's about it. Work out. I mean, I'm about to go work out right now, but yeah, outside of hoops, I'll probably just be trying to enjoy life on the outside while I can.
All right, so when do you get down there? And this is what everybody fears, that you know, some people will be inclined to go outside the bubble, go somewhere socially, whatever. What is the team's policy on that? Have you discussed that with anybody on how you guys are going to bubble down?
No, hasn't been discussed. But I can imagine it's probably not going to be 100% smooth for everyone. But, you know, that is neither here or there.
Yeah, well, you know what? They've installed the snitch line. They're calling it down there, right?
Man, I'm not going nowhere near that.
But there's going to be some people coming in, bringing you food and stuff like that. So hopefully, you know, that none of that kind of thing happens. This is going to be a fascinating experience, man. Probably the most interesting experience of your basketball life, right?
Yeah, you can call it that.
All right. Well, listen, get down there. There's a lot of people in this town, depending on the Sixers, to bring them some kind of joy here. And from what the experts say, you guys have a pretty good chance. So let's roll with it.
Let's roll.
Thanks for coming on, Josh.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, man. Josh Richardson.